Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me is Gary White, Executive Director of the Sitka Economic Development Association, here to talk about the upcoming Seafood Innovation Summit. Welcome to Morning Edition, Gary.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, this is coming up on Thursday. It's an innovation summit, innovation being the key word here. Can you tell us a bit about the event?
Sure. So it's this Thursday, October 1st at 6:30 at the Shikikuan Nakahiti House. And what it is in the past, CETA's had an economic forum we were doing it every fall, where we asked folks to come in and share their ideas on how we can help develop our economy. And we got to the point where we realized that a lot of these ideas were kind of large and would take time to get to come to fruition. And so we decided to have the economic forum every 2 years, and then in the off years, have an event to try to help, talk about different things in the economy and ways that we could help improve it. And I kind of am tagging off to the work that the Juneau Economic Development Council did. They have an innovation summit in Juneau every winter, and I've been attending that the past few years, and it was really interesting. I think it was 2011, perhaps. They had a gentleman from Iceland come in, and he was talking about how the Iceland seafood industry used innovation to help create more value out of their seafood. In 30 years, instead of giving you all the numbers, in 30 years, Iceland saw its volume of seafood come in drop by about 61%. And what they did is they teamed with the different seafood processors and biotech industries and just looked at it globally, and were able in that same time period to increase the value of that seafood by 400%. And so what I'm looking at is, there's a lot of folks in Alaska that are already working on this, and our processors are doing a fine job of always looking at ways that they can improve and bring more value in. I've talked to a lot of them. But is there other ways that we can look at how we can utilize our seafood waste, create more value out of the seafood that we have, and bring more dollars into our community? And so this is what the event's going to focus on. I have some speakers coming in that are working on this and throughout the state of Alaska, and some of the local processors, and we're going to talk about how we can look at this collectively and collaborate and try to figure out ways that we can create more jobs through the seafood industry here in Sitka.
So you're looking at helping propel a shift in thinking. The Iceland story, I mean, they had a problem. They could have seen it as a problem, but then they chose to see it as opportunity. And that's what you're hoping Sitkins will do.
Right. I mean, Sitka does a really good job. In 2013... Sitka was ranked the ninth largest in the United States as far as value and 16th in volume. So, I mean, we're doing pretty good if we're ninth in the entire nation in value, but how can we increase that? I mean, obviously, I don't know if we'll ever make it to number one. There's some bigger ports out there, but how can we look at creating more out of what we have already and leveraging that asset creating jobs? I think it's really, there's a couple of people over in Juneau right now that are working on it, and I've been talking to them from the innovation summits, and what some of the stuff I never would have thought about. They're making wallets, salmon leather wallets out of salmon skin. They're taking crab shells and they're turning it into a fiber and making clothing out of that. Not in a million years would I think that you could take a crab shell and make a shirt out of it or a sweater. So, I mean, what else can we do here locally with, the seafood that we have? Iceland's looking at, they teamed up with the biotech industry. So, they're making cosmetics and things of that nature. And how can we look at our seafood? And, I mean, that's kind of big as far as, taking the byproduct and sending it out to another country to do the cosmetics. I want to see how we can create local jobs here, but also that by increasing the value of that seafood, it's going to flow back to the fishermen, which is going to flow back to our community, which is what the goal of CETA is, to try to bring new dollars and create family wage jobs in town.
So you're asking people to think creatively. You're calling this the innovation economy.
Right. And innovation is kind of a neat thing. What it is, you're looking at, basically you're counting on the entrepreneur to really look at innovative and use the newer technologies that are coming out and how can they create more out of the assets that we already have here. I mean, we only have so many fish, and we're going to manage that fishery to be sustainably, but can we look at that fish and can we provide or grab more value out of that? And it's going to take some out of the box thinking. It's going to take someone to look at a crab shell and say, I can make a shirt out of it. Well, what else can we look at that fish and make something out? So we're going to have some speakers come in that kind of discuss some of that stuff.
Who are some of those folks?
Well, we're the Alaska Fisheries Development Foundation, Julie Decker. They're working on a couple of different initiatives, and one of their things is trying to find 100% utilization of that fish. So she's going to come and share what some of the things they're doing. I did invite the Tidal Vision folks. Those are the folks that are doing the crab shells. They're fairly busy, and I'd say it's about a 20% chance they show. I haven't really caught back up with them. But also, a former SJ professor, Dr. Keith Cox, is going to come over. He's got a really neat thing. He started a company called Seafood Analytics, and what he did was he basically measured the degradation curve of salmon, and so he could tell you what the freshness is, right, after it's been caught. He can tell you how long that fish has been not alive, right? And he's been able to commercialize that idea, working with, you know, business and investors and taking it to market. And it's kind of neat, you know, a little thought that he had in his garage is now going to be commercialized, and he's got potential to make a lot of money with this invention moving forward. A gentleman, Dan Lesh from the McDowell Group, is going to come over and talk about some of the work that they've been looking at on increasing the value of our pollock, which isn't necessarily a southeast fish, but I think it's applicable to think, you know, what are they doing out west? How can we do some of the similar things here in Sitka? And then I have local folks showing up. Alaska Longliners Fishermen's Association is going to talk about some of the things they're doing. A couple of processors are going to talk about the things that they have going. So it should be really interesting, and hopefully folks will come away with, thinking about, wow, this stuff is happening in Alaska, and how can we take part of it, and what else can we do here in Sitka to think outside the box, to use some innovative ideas to create more jobs and get more value out of that seafood. So it should be interesting. I mean, there are some groups that are already working on it. The University of Alaska Fairbanks has some programs going. The Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, I mean, that's a pretty cool thing to look at, because what they're doing is, you know, looking at how you can make more food and get more creative and get that wild salmon logo out there, that realize that folks, that wild salmon's a much better product than farm salmon, and look at all the different foods you can make with it. So there's marketing efforts to help increase the value, but there's also, you know, how can we take that asset and turn it into something different that we've never thought of before?
You know, there are so many things currently happening that not everybody is aware of. It seems that part of the sort of innovation also hinges on creating really exciting new partnerships and collaborations amongst our communities as well as within.
Yeah, so it's going to be kind of neat. I mean, looking at a couple of numbers here, you know, in the seafood industry in Southeast total, 12% of our earnings in Southeast come from the seafood industry. And it's 10% of all the jobs. So it's a pretty big deal here in Southeast. You know, I forget, what was it, $259 million was earned. So that's a lot of money, and that's not including the non-residents. And I think Alpha is going to touch on that a little bit, of how we keep some of those jobs here locally, how we can keep that money in our community.
So seafood's a big part of our economy here in Sitka and in Southeast. Who are you hoping will attend on Thursday night?
Well, I'm hoping that everyone attends. But if you're in the fishing industry, I think it'd be kind of neat for you to understand what's happening with that catch sometimes when you bring it into the processing plants and where it's going and the potential to make more money off of that fish that you're catching. You know, you're selling it at dock price, but can we get a higher dock price out of that? And I think, you know, somebody in there, you know, that's younger here and wants to stay here and is looking for a better job, they have the ability to come in and listen to how other creative people have looked at ways to create their own job. Instead of going to work for somebody, how can you think outside the box? How can you look at the assets that we have locally here and leverage those assets and make a living here off of that. I think there's all kinds of opportunities that we haven't even figured out. And it goes not only for the fishing industry, it goes for the healthcare industry we were talking about before the mics went on. There's opportunities to look at ways that we can innovatively think, having the entrepreneur grab the bull by the horns and figure that out. I mean, there's all kinds of forest products that we have here that we could be looking at. The thing is that SICA is limited. We're limited by our geographic location, our access to markets, our distance from markets, and how can we look at what we have in front of us and leverage that to make a better product.
Right. Our imaginations are not limited.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Well, Gary, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
We've been speaking with Gary White, Executive Director of CETA. Their Seafood Innovation Summit is coming up this Thursday, 6:30 p.m. at the Nakahiti.